Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing this broadcast during the first half of the Central Time 3 o'clock hour, you're hearing our live broadcast, and we would love for you to be a part of it. Got a question or something you'd like to discuss? Well, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about our identity in Christ, and today we're going to address some verses in Romans chapter 8 that tell us that we're either in the flesh or in the spirit. They're very confusing, and we hope to bring some clarity to those passages in just a few minutes. But as we start today, we have 5 days to until the end of June, and that's the end of our fiscal year. We've had so much momentum happen over the last several days. We're so grateful, so thankful for those of you who have stepped up, who have made a financial contribution to help us meet our target of $199,000. So we started June 1. We needed $199,000 to meet our year-end goal. To date, we're at $120,000. So we still need $79,500 to meet that $199,000 goal. So what does that mean? Well, simple math, that's all I can do is simple math. 100 people giving $795 will do the trick. Mm-hmm. Just 100 people giving $795 will meet our year-end goal. So I know there's a lot of people out there that would like to give, that would like to help out, that may be saying, well, I don't have $795. Well, that's okay if you have 50. Yeah. Will you give it today?
Yeah.
Will you give it so that we can meet that year end goal? Some people out there may say, well, I have more than that I can give and I would like to give. We'll give that much as well. Whatever you can do is going to be a big help to move us toward meeting this $199,000 target. But like I said, I like simple math. 100 people giving $795. I know there's 100 people out there right now listening who can do that, who can write that check, send it to Basic Gospel, who can call 844-322-2742 and talk to Billy and say, hey, I want to be one of those 100 people that give $795. Or you can go online to basicgospel.net and make that $795 contribution. Yeah. And actually, I'm going to be one of those 100. So we need 99 others to join with me.
Okay, unless... I'll mess it up. I'll be one of them too.
Okay. And, all right, we need 98. So if we get 98 more people, our target is met.
Yep.
So let's keep this momentum going, folks. Let's meet this target. Let's crush this target and have funds ready to walk through some exciting opportunities to spread the good news, to get the word out even further than what we currently do. And what that means, more lives will be connected to the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So Give right now.
Yeah. BasicGospel.net. There's a huge link right on the front page that talks about The Real You. It's a new DVD that we're going to be sending you as you make your gift to Basic Gospel this month before the 30th, by the 30th. And we encourage you to go there, BasicGospel.net. Or as Bob said, you can call and speak with Billy at number 844-322-2742. Is available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Get to know The Real You.
Yes, indeed. Well, as I said, we want to talk about this very confusing subject of whether we're in the flesh or in the spirit. A lot of times we act as if we're in the flesh. But the Word of God is very clear in saying that as children of God, we are always in the spirit. When we were lost, we were in the realm of the flesh. That's where we lived our lives. But we have been translated out of that darkness into light, and so now we're in the realm of the Spirit. And here's what Paul wrote about this in Romans chapter 8. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Now, who are those who live according to the flesh? Well, they are the lost folks. And so they set their mind on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So who are those who live in the Spirit? Children of God. So to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, here's where we get the clarification. Here's where we get the real answer. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. So what's the definition of a Christian? The definition of a Christian is a person in whom the Spirit of God lives, yes, in whom the Spirit of God dwells. So when you receive Christ, Christ sends you the gift of His Spirit, and His Spirit takes up residence inside of you. So if the Spirit of God lives in you, you are a Christian, you are a child of God, and what that means is that you are in the Spirit. And anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. So if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God, that means you're lost and you're in the flesh. Well, how do you get out of the flesh and in the Spirit? By believing the good news concerning Jesus, by confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, by believing in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. And as you believe in the grace that Christ has poured out towards you, there's a connection that's made. You go from death to life. You're born again of the Spirit. You are moved out of the flesh into the realm of the Spirit. And you will always be in the Spirit.
Yes.
Now, does that mean that we're always going to walk in the Spirit? In other words, are we always going to carry out the desires the Spirit has placed inside of us? Not always. Sometimes we're going to submit to those pesky desires of the flesh. Those desires don't go away. They're still hanging around, and they're still trying to pull us away from our identity in Christ. So sometimes we give in to those pesky desires. Well, when we do and we follow after that flesh, we're doing so in the realm of the Spirit. And the bright light of the Spirit shines very brightly on those deeds. And we see them for what they are.
Yeah.
And then we realize, that's not me anymore. That used to be me, but it's not me anymore. That's yucky. I don't want to be a part of that. And that's how the Spirit of God teaches us to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. But we have to start with the most basic. Are we in the flesh or in the Spirit? Well, if you're a child of God, you are in the Spirit. And the reason you're in the Spirit is because the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Yes, indeed.
That's good news.
Whoa, sure, that's good news. It certainly is. And we get this good news out every day, friends. And, you know, many of you have stepped up to help us keep the good news coming. And as Bob said at the outset of the broadcast, several weeks ago when we looked at the books, we realized that we had a need of $199,000 to make it clear at the end of the fiscal year, which is coming up on the 30th, this Friday. And to date, we have received $120,000 of that, meaning that we have another $79,500 to go this week. So we're looking for 100 of you to give $795. Now, Bob Christopher has volunteered, so we needed 99. I volunteered. We need 98 now. So if you can volunteer, we would love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. You can make your pledge as we speak on the air. Give us a call, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. And again, we're glad that you have joined us.
Yes, indeed. I know we talk Friday about a couple of hard passages, 1 John 1:9 being one of those, and we've had several questions that have come in as a result of that. We want to address those on today's broadcast as well.
This one was from Tom in Menlo Park, California. He was a little bit taken aback, but I think he was happy at the end of it. He said, last Friday, you unearthed a huge sacred cow. I am shocked and still in disbelief at the fact we no longer need to ask for forgiveness of sin. It makes sense after you explained it, but boy, you're talking about decades worth of daily confession of sin for forgiveness. Please speak further, because the Christian world is impacted by this truth and will not accept this as biblical revelation.
Well, we've understood that. We've had quite a bit of pushback through our ministry's history on this very issue. But the fact of the matter remains that forgiveness is tied to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And there's a passage in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, that says this: without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So it's very clear that forgiveness of sins is not based on a person's confession. It's not based on any plea that you might have for God. It's not based on your begging. It is based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And so when you receive Jesus, you receive forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
In him, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Your sins have been forgiven on account of his name, according to 1 John 2:12. So time and time again, we see in the New Testament that forgiveness is tied to the blood of Jesus. When you receive Jesus, you receive forgiveness of sins. So you can confess, you can agree with God. I think that's a part of being a Christian.
Sure.
That's almost as natural as breathing.
Yes.
To a human being. We're going to say the same thing that God says about our actions, but we're also going to say the same thing that God says about the finished work of Jesus, that we have forgiveness in him. He shed his blood once for all. He took away our sins once and for all. There's not a forgiveness that's doled out every time we sin. He's just given it to us all at one time, wrapped it up in Jesus. When we receive Jesus, we stand before him as a forgiven person. So confession does not bring about forgiveness. And if that was the case, then how many of us have actually remembered every single sin and confessed every single one of them? If confession is necessary to bring about forgiveness, have you covered every single one of them? Now, there's a lot of folks will say, well, that's where grace comes in. Well, well, why don't we just realize that the riches of God's grace has been given to us in Christ, and in that riches of grace, we have forgiveness of sins. Why? Because the shed blood of Jesus was shed once and for all.
Yeah.
So we have to realize that forgiveness, the economy is a blood economy.
Yes. One of the things we forget when we focus just on 1 John 1:9 and that word confess is that the word confess is a very positive word.
Yes, it is.
Indeed, Paul calls it a good confession when we confess, agree with God that Jesus is Lord, that he finished his work, and we accept him initially. And we don't go around saying, well, yesterday I confessed that Jesus is Lord and that his work is finished and he is God and he has saved me, but today I'm not so sure.
Yes.
Nobody ever argues that point. They always ask, have you accepted Jesus? Have you made that good confession? And if you have, let's talk. If you haven't, we can talk about that. Well, that's very clear. It's a one-time decision issue on confession. Well, why do we then go into this form of confession where, again, we're just agreeing with God about who we are on our own and make it a daily, hourly, by-minute, moment-by-moment focus on sin?
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be that
right.
way.
We're so engaged in sin management.
Yes.
You know, we think the object or the goal of the Christian life is to stop sinning. Well, that's not the goal of the Christian life. The goal of the Christian life is to start trusting in the risen Christ. That's what God wants us to do. And we begin with the cross. Mm-hmm. Are we fully trusting that Jesus finished his work once and for all? And that as a result of his work, all of our sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven.
Yep.
So once we rest there, once we believe there, then our confession takes on a completely different tone. And we're not reluctant to confess. We're very eager. Why? Because we also want to confess what Christ has done. And in that, we're going to be engaged in this process of God teaching us to say no to sin and yes to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's kind of a follow-on to this particular discussion. Is this question from an anonymous caller. Says, what does it mean in Hebrews that once you know Christ and then sin, you're not forgiven? Not sure what passage he's talking about unless it's on Hebrews 6 or 10.
Yes, if you sin willfully, that's Hebrews 10, then all you have to expect is the fearful judgment from God. And it's, you know, that's on the coattails of I think one of the most important chapters in all of the Bible, and that's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 24, where the writer really hits hard the benefit and the completeness of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So he compares it to the sacrifices in the Old Covenant, the blood of bulls and goats. And he said those sacrifices could never take away sin. He talks about the priest who offered those, that they never sat down. Why? Because their work was never done. But Jesus, his blood took away sin once and for all.
Yeah.
He sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Why? Because his work was finished. And as a result of his work, we have been made holy by the shed blood of Jesus, and we have been made perfect forever by the shed blood of Jesus. Now, if we reject that, if we reject that one sacrifice that has done all of that for us, then what do we have left to expect? Only the fearful judgment of God.
Yes.
And that's what he was saying. Hey, don't sit on this fence anymore. You've got to recognize that all of those Old Testament sacrifices, those were shadows. Mm-hmm. Those weren't the real things. Those were foreshadowing the person and work of Jesus. Now the real thing has come. You need to put your full weight of trust in him. You need to thank him. Now, if you're going to waffle, if you're going to sit on the fence and ultimately reject and go back to those sacrifices in the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and goats, then you have no sacrifice that you can really rely upon. There's no blood other than Jesus's that can take away your sin. And if you've rejected that, then what's left for you?
Absolutely. Well, these are all a part of the hard passages that we've been dealing with every Friday, and we'll continue to this Friday as well. Hope you can join us for that. You know, friends, once you respond to the call of the Holy Spirit and place saving faith in Jesus Christ, you receive his very life, and at that point, you have a choice. You can either enter into the mindset that you're just a sinner saved by grace, who just barely made it in, by the way, or you can begin to understand the truth about yourself, that you are indeed now a new creation. You're not a sinner saved by grace. You have a new identity. You're a child of God. You belong to the King. To help you understand this fully, your new identity as a child of God, we have a new DVD entitled The Real You, and you'll receive a copy of it when you make your gift to Basic Gospel by the 30th of this month, the end of our fiscal year. If you count today, only 5 days away, 4 days if you count starting tomorrow. But in either case, it's a short time that we're looking for help to meet the needs by the end of the fiscal year. As we stated at the top of the broadcast, Bob, I think you probably can alliterate that very, very clearly to our listeners, what we're looking for.
Yes. We started the month with a need of $199,000 through the generosity of our listeners, our friends, our donors. We're up to $120,000, just shy of $120,000. So that leaves us $79,500 to raise this week to meet that target of $199,000. So what is that? My simple math, 100 people giving $795.
Yeah.
Two people have already said yes to that. We need 98 more. So if you can be one of those 100 to give a gift of 795, but before June 30th,
yes,
we will meet this target, and hopefully others will join in, and we'll see this target crushed.
Yeah.
And that's what our prayer was from the very get-go. We continue to pray that. And so we are just expecting this outpouring of generosity. So if you can be one of those 100 that can step up and give a gift today or sometime this week of $795, we would greatly appreciate it.
Yep.
And that would really position us well to begin our new fiscal year, July 1, looking at opportunities to grow and extend the outreach of Basic Gospel Nation.
Yes, indeed. And with your gift, of course, you're going to receive the new DVD, The Real You. Just click that link at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and get to know The Real You. Again, 844-322-2742, or donate at basicgospel.net.
Yeah, and speaking of The Real You, I was in Indianapolis this past weekend at Graceway Fellowship and had a wonderful time there. Saturday morning, I worked through the material in a three-hour seminar of The Real You.
Oh.
And boy, that information resonates. Mm. It really strikes a chord deep within the hearts of people. There is so much confusion out there about our identity in Christ. Martin Luther was, in his teaching, he said we're both sinner and saint at the same time. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches.
No.
But many have latched hold of Luther's original thoughts. Now, they may not know it was Luther, but they've latched on to something. Why? Because they look at their lives and say, hey, we still sin, so I must still be a sinner, but then I see what Christ has done, and so I must be a saint, and so I'm a sinner saint, or I'm a saint sinner, depending on how they feel at any given time. But they're kind of confused. They're double-minded.
Yes.
So they can't really drive the stake on what the Bible says. Now, the Bible is very clear. If you are in Christ, you are a child of God. And so in delivering that information this past weekend, it really hit home and gave so many people there a lot of hope, a lot of confidence in going out and living out who they are in this world today. So get a hold of this the CD, DVD series, The Real You.
Yeah, we hope you'll do that. Go to basicgospel.net, click that big old link right there on the homepage, or call 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. My question is, then this just goes back a year or two, so you all might not remember it, but it was an interesting question. A young man called in and asked this question. You said that's an age-old question, a mystery of the Bible, and if anybody had anything they'd like to add to that in the listening area, please call in. Well, this one man did, and the only thing I could make out what he said was Caesar with four stars above his head or four stars on the other side of the coin. Are you all?
Well, I'm thinking you're talking about the Roman currency and Jesus saying, you know, look at this coin and what does it say on it? And so he said, render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to the Lord what is to the Lord. So the question was concerning taxes. And the coin was a denarius. It represented, I think, a year's wages for most people are day's wages.
Day's wages.
So that was a common coin, the most common coin. And so that was minted by the Roman Empire. That was their currency. And so that was their money. And that was all over the Roman Empire. And it was, indicative of the Roman way of life. Caesar declared that he was Lord, and he wanted everybody to bow down to him. But Jesus came on the scene and the word started spreading that Jesus is Lord. Why? Because he really is the one true Lord, Jesus Christ himself. And so those who came to know Christ, they had to say, no, I'm no longer bowing to Caesar. I'm not bowing to that way of life anymore. I am bowing to the one true Lord, Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mary Jo, thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Jo. Friends, keep in mind that you can take Basic Gospel with you wherever you go with the Basic Gospel app. Like all apps, you'll find it in the App Store. The Basic Gospel app, we'd kind of like to go with you. Hey, keep in mind also that if you see as well as hear Basic Gospel, just visit our respective pages on Facebook and YouTube. You can see it, as I said, and hear it as well. Well, friends, we're only 5 days counting today away from the end of our fiscal year, and we seriously need your help to meet this year-end need. So if Basic Gospel ministers in your life, help us keep ministering in the lives of others with your gift today. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. And to say thanks for your help this month, we're going to send you our new DVD CD, The Real You. That's 844-322-2742 or donate at basicgospel.net. And again, we're looking for 100 of our listeners who can step up to the plate and help us with a gift of $795 by the end of this month, by the 30th. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.